Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire downwards in Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or better yet the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego.
Shabbat shalom. Welcome to the Lost Native.
Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Native Lost History Show.
Black Lost History Show. I got a lot of things on my mind, man. Just got hit with some.
There's a lot going on.
Some more BS, but hey, it is what it is, man. They worth it. Welcome, welcome. All right, happy Sabbath, Shabbat shalom. Captain Aparium.
Hey, shalom, most high, Christ bless. Captain Amariah.
And Officer Abaya.
And Officer Zacchaeus.
All right, all praises. We got a guest from IUIC, Utah, Officer Abaya visiting us, man.
All
welcome, brother.
Praises. All praises.
It's your first time on the show, right?
Yes, first time.
Okay, all praises.
How long was that drive?
About 10 hours.
I
slept most of the way. So.
Oh, so you had the other brother's job.
That's right.
Okay.
He pulled rank.
He pulled rank, man. Damn. Them drives, boy. Can't do that anymore, man. Things kick my behind, boy. Mm-hmm. Whew. Anyway.
He said, whew.
So welcome, welcome. We got past another hella day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come and gone. All right. I don't even be remembering these days. Then they put my seat down, man. I don't even be remembering these holidays, man. I completely forgot, man. Last week, I was out in Denver visiting the IUIC camp, wondering why the airport was so crowded. Then it hit me.
And it was at that moment that I knew.
It was at that moment that I knew I'm around wicked ass.
No, they got me at work. I was like, they changed my job code, and I went to the office, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? Oh, yeah, we're having like a little potluck and stuff and lunch. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. All right, I go and I'm standing in line holding a paper plate. I'm like, and then I look in the line and I see my manager telling people, hey, thanks for the hard work. Merry Christmas. I'm like, these niggas, hold up.
Damn. Hey, let me tell you how they try to get me, right, in my job. Right now, I'm a supervisor, right? So the co-worker, I mean, whatever. Listen, man, it is what it is. They've been doing it, man. You know, they put the big ass Christmas tree next to my desk. It's just some things I just got no control over, man. Right. Right. So they had the potluck too. And they either my girl that works with me, she was like, oh, you're not going to bring anything? I said, bring anything for what? She was like, oh, the Christmas potluck. I said, no, I don't celebrate Christmas, but it's food. I'm like, no. So then I had this other guy. He's like, it's just food, you know. I'm like, no, I'm not even trying to get into any explanations
right
with them. I just told them, look, I'm very strict. I follow the tour.
Boom.
That's it.
What
are you gonna say? You know, they're gonna say. So then he tried to be clever. He was like, oh, but it's one of your one of your employees' birthdays. I said, I don't celebrate birthdays either.
Mm.
He said, he was all mad, man. Anyway, you know what?
And that's how they try to lure you in with food.
Yeah,
and
man.
Like that.
No, right. You know what? Just last week we're talking about it. They try to assimilate you and lure you in with the whole guilt thing. Mm-hmm. They try to make you feel guilty for like not doing it. It's like,
well, it's just like when people say, oh, it's for the kids. Christmas for the kids.
Exactly. I don't feel
guilty. I could get my kids presents anytime I want. Okay. I went over it last week. So I in the class. So I'm not even gonna beat a dead horse with a stick, but I am gonna beat a dead horse. Well, I'm gonna beat a horse.
Beat a horse
with New Year's.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Bring it out.
All right, with New Year's. But just a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. Welcome to those that are watching and those that are listening to the replay afterwards. like and share the Facebook video, and also share the Blog Talk link as well. All right. We're on two media platforms. Call-in number is 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797, with any questions or comments you may have. If you want more information on your true heritage and who the true Jews are, who the true Israelites are, you can go to israelunite.org. That's israelunite.org. And if you're interested in purchasing Israelite apparel, okay, you can go to originalroyalty.com. That's originalroyalty.com. So got the housekeeping out the way. Again, I wasn't here last week. I was out in on assignment out in Denver. Captain Yashua is out on assignment today as well. Today's topic is going to be Lost Tribes and Promised Lands. Are the 10 tribes really lost? And is January really the first month of the year? Is January 1st really the first day of the year? So, because many of our people, right, because they don't know who they are,
right,
are going to celebrate a pagan holiday in a few days.
Right.
And unbeknownst to them, it is not a new year. It's Esau's new year, who the world ignorantly calls the Caucasian or the white man.
So ignorantly.
Ignorantly.
So ignorantly.
And we're going to prove it. We're going to prove it in the scriptures, mm-hmm. how ignorant it is, because it just makes so much sense once your eyes are open.
Right.
That's not even nothing deep.
Right.
Okay? Not even nothing deep. All right? Because for something to be new, right, new year, that means the new thing should be coming out of it. Nothing new. Okay, from an agricultural perspective, from really anything comes in the middle of the winter.
No, right, exactly. It's all the crafty counsel that they did in Psalms 83 to cut us off, to keep us in sin, that way they can continue to reign over us. And so they change everything. They change everything. They turn the whole world upside down, and they're just playing their part. So we can't get mad at them for that. But real quick, let me get Jeremiah 17, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 17 and verse 4, real quick.
And then Daniel, just being that you brought up the time thing.
We good, Officer Z?
Is this one out?
Are we hardwired or are we...
Hardwired.
Jeremiah 17 and verse 4.
Yeah,
please.
Jeremiah 17 and 4. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
So this was the prophecy that the Most High gave to the prophet Jeremiah. He said, there's going to come a point in time when you will be discontinued from your heritage. Because we've been discontinued for so long from our heritage, our true heritage, as the Israelites the Bible speaks of, now we ignorantly cleave to anything that's out there. We don't have our own customs and traditions that we know of our own, so then we cleave to Christmas. We cleave to New Year's because we want to be a part of something. We are the people on the earth that are so easily assimilated to whatever culture because we don't know that our true culture is the Israelites the Bible speaks of.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely correct, you know, and if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you come from, you won't know where you're going. Okay, and
right.
that's a product of what Captain and Mariah just brought out right now. You know, so we are easily led by what our oppressor teaches us. Okay, and we've been taught. Okay, I'm almost 50 years on this earth. That January 1st was the first day of the year. Okay, that January was the first month of the year. That couldn't be further from the truth, and we're going to prove it. But then you may be asking yourself, so then if that's the case, what is the first month of the year, and why is it celebrated, okay, really across the world, if you think about it, right, as the first month or first day of the year, okay? Who's going to read? Daniel?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of time.
All right, so the main point we want to get out of that verse, there's a lot of meat in that verse alone, But the main thing we want to get out of that verse is that they were going to be changing times. Okay, they're going to be changing times. So, let's prove, right? Scripture says prove all things.
That's right.
Well, let's keep it very elementary. Very elementary. Okay, first of all, let's start from the month of September.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Sept. Right? Those of you that know, the English language is based on, is derived from a combination of Latin and Greek, basically. That's really language. Right. Okay, those are really the two main, you know. So, sept, okay, comes from the word seven. Sept, September. Mm-hmm. Don't believe me, oct, ocho, octo, October, mm-hmm. comes from the number eight.
Mm-hmm.
November, novem, nine, nueve, okay, deci is 10.
Right. Right.
So right there, just over there, you got 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they named those months after that. They named the month of January after Janus, right? The pagan god, was it a Greek god or Janus?
Yep.
A Roman god?
Janus. Yep.
Okay, Janus, all right? And when you celebrate a New Year, you're celebrating, if I'm not mistaken, the pagan god Kronos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kronos, where chronological, was supposed to be Father Time. They call him a baby New Year. They have him as a baby too. Again, more delusions.
Right. And then Janus is the statue that has the two heads.
The two heads.
One faces forward, one faces back.
Right. One looking back in time is the purpose of it, and one looking forward.
That's where the New Year's resolution comes from.
The New Year's resolution, may old acquaintance be forgotten, or all of that stuff like mm-hmm. that. You know what I mean? And I remember, back in the world, man, New Year's was my favorite holiday.
Wow.
I mean, because in New York, man, you party.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean
in that sense, I can get that.
No, in that sense. And I remember, you know, everybody got all emotional, man. When the ball dropped, man, you know, you're already, like, twisted, right? Mm-hmm. You're drunk, right? And reminiscing on things, you know. I remember when I was a cop, that was, like, the next day. Everybody, that's when all the domestic police calls would come, stabbings, shootings, because it'd be family against family.
Right.
You know, so something that's supposed to be quote unquote joyous, you know, becomes miserable for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of suicides happen on that date. So it's just all garbage. It's all garbage. You got something?
Yeah. Real quick, because for those that may be tuning in and listening, all right. And trust me, I've been presented the same exact question over and over again. Well, why does it matter? Why does it matter? The scripture says when you lean on your own understanding, then that's when we go astray and start doing things contrary to what the Bible says, and that's when our salvation is in jeopardy. This is why it matters. The scripture says that this is the book of the commandments of God, right? The whole book is commandments, precept upon precept. Those are the laws that God gave us. We just read the prophecy where Esau would think to tame times and seasons, right? That's why it matters, because here in the book of Exodus 12 and verse 2, it says, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. That's the law that God gave us when we came out of Egypt during the springtime. He said, this is going to be the beginning of your year, right here, this month. Mm-hmm. So when we go after a different new year, it's a sin. We're transgressing against the laws of God. You won't make it to the kingdom celebrating January 1st as the new year.
Right. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And again, things come new in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
All life and everything is reborn in the springtime. That's why the month of Abib means ear of corn.
Right.
Okay. Which is when Christ was born. Okay. I think you guys covered that last week. Right. When he was actually born.
No. We didn't.
All right. Well, he was born. All right. They call him the Passover for many reasons, but he was born. Okay. In the springtime.
And then he had to be born in springtime because he gave new life to Israel. He gave us the chance to come back to God.
Right. Right.
It's all spiritual with the Most High.
Exactly. And not only that, right, which is a great point you brought out, but the sheep herders,
mm-hmm.
okay, they got word that he was born, right?
Right.
That he was born. They said he laid in a manger. If it was winter, because it gets cold in Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
okay, it wouldn't be, that's child abuse.
Right.
Right.
Okay, number one. Number two, the sheep herders, okay, the shepherds would not be out in the, they're not out in the winter time mm-hmm. With the sheep.
Listen, I've been in the Middle East in the wintertime, and I can tell you that it gets extremely cold.
Real cold.
And I can tell you, because I've been there every single month of the year. I've been there in the spring, and I've seen these shepherds out with their sheep. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I've seen it with bodily eyes.
Right.
And I've been there in the winter when there's no trace of any sheep or any shepherds tending to any flocks
right.
whatsoever.
Right. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. But again, because you were discontinued from your inheritance, because give me Deuteronomy 28:15
mm-hmm.
real quick. Because of this scripture right here, we have forgotten, okay, because of a slavery, all right, which is a result of what we're going to read now, okay, because that was one of the curses. We were all going to be enslaved. All right, go ahead, brother.
Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
All right. So one of those curses, okay, was going to be that we were not going to remember. We were going to be discontinued. This
mm-hmm.
is where back in Jeremiah, it was already prophesied that that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That we were going to be discontinued from our heritage. That was one of the curses. Okay. But what was another one of the curses? Give me 37.
Verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword.
Okay, a byword. You were going to be called blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
Spics, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans, African Americans, Jamaicans, Haitians. Those are all bywords. Those are names that are the conquerors, our oppressors gave us.
Right.
Okay,
right.
All part of the discontinuing of our inheritance. Okay, give me where are we at 37. Give me, let's see what I want there. 37. Give me Deuteronomy 28. One second here. Bear with me.
Wait, you find it real quick, Cut.
Go ahead.
The bywords also goes into the names that we've taken on so ignorantly, like Gonzalez, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, and we hold these things in high esteem, and we value these things, right? In so much that we tattoo our family names onto us and everything else
right.
because we're so proud of them. But that's again, that's just us seeking some type of identity in something, so we cleave to whatever we can to have some kind of substance.
That's just like my father. My father was upset when he knew I was going to change my name to Israel. He was so upset that I was going to change the family name that he thought was his family, that he thought he was so upset that I was going to change it. And that's how much we endear the name.
He said, hold on, boy. What's wrong with Harley?
Right.
yeah. Exactly. Bro. They're related to Davidson.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how famous your name is, boy?
Two doors down from the tent of Davidson.
Can you grab the door? So, and I'm glad you brought that out, because we overlook that a lot of times, the last name part, right? That's a byword too, right? That's a very heavy, because those are the name every time, you know, and I'm guilty of it as of right now still. I mean, I'm working on it, you know, trust me, you know, but every time, every day, every step you take, every day you live with that, your last name, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans I'm talking to, okay, you're still living in an oppressed state
mm-hmm.
because those names were given to us as a result of branding. It was another way of branding.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then you've seen examples of that when it was beaten into Toby.
Yeah. If you look at the show Roots, okay,
right.
Old show, excellent drama series, okay, they beat, and again, they used Kuta Kinte. They tried to use the African name, but in that track, we know that it was Hebrew names.
Yeah,
they had.
Of course.
Okay. And they beat the Hebrew out of him. They whipped the Hebrew out of him.
The whole thing with taking on the name of Israel, right? Like, okay, I'll give you a small example. My born name was Michael Johnwell, right? And my whole life I went by Johnwell. And with that name, it was associated to being this party animal, this crazy guy, like to fight, whoremonger, so on and so forth, right? if the spirit came on me right now, okay, to be like, you know what, I'm going to fall into my lust and I want to go to a strip club. If people that knew me in the world saw me there, oh, what up, John Wall? Like, how you been? It's been some years. I haven't seen you. It'd be nothing. But if I walked into that same strip club with the name I have on now as Israel and a coworker saw me and said, yo, Israel, what are you doing? It's like, right. Yo, it's okay. I'm Israel. I shouldn't be here.
Right.
They see me as something different. It's not just a name. It's the responsibility of upholding what comes with that name.
Right. Yeah, that's heavy what you say there too. But there's power in words, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? There's power in words. Those of you that don't know, Israel means Prince of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going into that same strip club and you're claiming to be a Prince of God.
Right. Right.
Hmm.
You're going into that strip club and you're God's chosen.
Mm-hmm.
You're joint heirs with Christ, and you're going into that strip club.
Right.
Or let's take the script apart. You're just going to commit adultery,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to rob, you're going to steal. Okay. Or you're going to let alcohol overtake you to the point where you have no control of your spirit,
mm-hmm.
because that's a sin too.
Yep.
Drunkenness is a sin, not drinking.
Right.
Drunkenness is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go back to something you said earlier, because you said people say, oh, what does it matter? Right.
Yep.
The holidays. Well, how come nobody really says that to the other religions? Jehovah Witness don't celebrate nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
It's only when you go ahead and try to show your people who they really are, okay, that you see, because everybody's fine with everything as long as it doesn't bother me.
That's
Isaiah
30.
I was one of those when it came to homosexuality. I was like, you know what, man? Hey, man, as long as they keep their thing where they need to keep it, man, and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no, I rebuke that spirit. And I say spirit because, no, you're not born that way. It is a spirit.
Right.
I rebuke that spirit. I rebuke everything evil that I did in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I was the epitome of evil in the world. You know, I was a whoremonger. Okay? I didn't celebrate Sabbaths. You know? I mean, I wasn't a thief or nothing like that. But, you know, whoremonger to me, that's a big thing. It's a big thing with the Bible.
No, right. And eating defiled foods.
I was eating the hell out of some shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating pagan holidays, which is idolatry.
Yeah.
So there's so many manner of different things that we can actually go into to really pull out all the evil that we all did. But like you said, that's Isaiah 30.
Mm-hmm.
Or people want to hear those smooth words to them.
Smooth.
Like, okay, you know what?
Prophesy smooth things.
Yeah, the history sounds great as long as I can still continue in my sin.
Right.
Right. And you know what? This ain't that program. This ain't how that program works.
Nope.
This ain't how that's going to go down. Okay. You're going to be saved. Okay. By matter of fact, give it to me. 1 Kings 8. 1 Kings 8. And it started at 46. Yeah. All right. This is how you're going to get salvation in the kingdom. Because then you got the people that say, because I was one of those. I live for today.
Oh, YOLO.
You know,
yeah. Oh, I was big time YOLO.
Yeah. I live for today, man. I'm doing me. Life is short. You only got one life.
Yep.
Not when you know the scriptures the way we know the scriptures now. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
1 Kings 8 and 46. If they sinned against me, against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not.
Go ahead.
And thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy.
All right. So understand something here. When it says we were delivered to the enemy, that's talking about we were delivered to the slave masters.
Right.
All right, we were delivered to different captivities, because another thing that goes unnoticed, right, that you know we need to bring out, you know, more often is that we were enslaved under the Egyptians, right?
Right.
We were enslaved under the Assyrians,
mm-hmm.
right? We were enslaved under the Babylonians.
Mm-hmm.
We were enslaved under the Persians and the Medes.
Right.
We were enslaved under the Greeks,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? We enslaved now under America.
Right.
Okay. So slavery was not just the America part of it.
Right.
And guess what? Slavery is not over.
It is not.
Okay. And we're going to prove that too. All right. It's not over, because if you don't know your true nationality, if you don't accept what the scriptures say,
if you go by your name that America gave you.
That your slave master gave you. Absolutely. Okay. And yes, you Hispanics as well. Gonzalez, Rodriguez, Perez. Those are all your slave master's names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are all your slave master's names, because the conquistadors came with those names. They raped and pillaged. Okay. Our women, our villages, And then they went ahead and made us their slaves, and that was their brand. In fact, all right, that was they were the first ones to actually, if I'm not mistaken, to brand us with their last names. Mm-hmm. Okay, before the so-called African Americans. All right, that was just a trait that they knew, because if you remember the Willie Lynch letter, he says Rome will be proud of what I've done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they knew. Okay, Willie, I tell you, man, that's heavy, man. Willie Lynch, you got to read that thing, man. You want to know why we destroy and why we hate each other, man? Okay, well, first and foremost, so the Most High, right? Because we refuse to follow those statutes and commandments. But read that Willie Lynch letter, man. You'll see why light skin don't like black skin, why the women are against the men, why the young against the old. You're going to see that's all in there. That was all part of the strategy to keep us divided, divide and conquer, you know? So, where did I tell you to go?
1 Kings 8:46.
Yeah, so go ahead, continue.
All right. It says, "For there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy,
mm-hmm.
so that they carry them away captives unto the land of their of the enemy, far or near."
Far or near. Okay, far or near. Go ahead.
Verse 47. "Yet if they shall bethink themselves."
Bethink. The word bethink means to remember. Okay, if they should bethink themselves, remember who they really are. Remember back in Jeremiah 17:4, we were going to discontinue from our inheritance. We were not going to remember who we are. But the Most High God said, even though you're going to, Deuteronomy 28 is going to come to pass. You're going to go off. You're going to start sinning. You're going to go do everything against contrary to commandments. Yet,
if they shall bethink themselves.
If you shall remember who you are, you're an Israelite, you blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. Go ahead.
In the land whether they were carried captive.
With all the lands where we were carried captive throughout the four corners of the earth. Go ahead.
And repent.
And repent. You see, that's where people forget. See, that's where people don't want to hear this truth no more.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
They're fine with, okay, yeah, I got you, brother. Right. I got you, man. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, okay, we're Israelites. Yes, shalom. Okay.
Right.
But then the next step, repent.
That's what. This is what Christ is quoting when he says be born again.
Right.
It's not just, okay, I'm Israel. That's the reason why Romans 9 says we're not all Israel, that's of Israel.
That's right.
Because not everyone's going to come back to the conclusion, okay, it's not just saying I'm Israel, but it's living as Israel.
Right.
And when you live as Israel, you're upholding God's laws and the faith of his son.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So repenting means to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word repenting means. Come back to what? Come back to your true nationality. Come back to your culture. Come back to your heritage, right? Because then it goes back to what you were saying. Well, what does it matter? Because January is not a New Year's Eve is not in the Bible. Christmas is not in the Bible in the way that you think it is. It's in there in a rebuking type way.
Right.
It's in there letting you know that, no, that's the way of the heathens.
Right.
Okay.
Thou shalt not serve any other gods.
Thou shalt not serve any other gods. Right. Exactly. When you, that's a good point. Matter of fact, damn. It's in the commandments in and of itself.
Right.
That's right.
You said something heavy. You said come back to your culture, right? I've had many friends that you know that are African Americans, right? That are married to different
nations,
right? So, like for instance, I have a few that are married to Moabites, right? And I've seen many of pictures, you know, on Facebook or whatever, where they're in, you know, China or wherever that their wife is family's from, and they're dressed like them,
right?
And they're you know. Oh, hey, having some food, right? And they're assimilating to their culture, right?
Right.
But you scroll through their Facebooks, I don't see pictures of them in like the somewhere in like Africa wearing
dashikis,
you know, yeah, you know,
or bones in
their lips. You don't see those things because we don't even know who we are, so we just cleave to whatever's
like, around.
Exactly.
Us.
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, it's madness.
I've brought this out before, man. Growing up as a kid, I remember up in New York, man, all my Judah friends, they would go down south for the summer. Never went to Africa.
Right.
Everybody went to their countries, but never went to Africa. Where you going, man? No, down south. Yep. Like right. South Africa? Nah, man. Like South Carolina.
Right.
ATL. I tell you, I'll be mad, man, because my boys be leaving for the summer, man. I'll be like, damn, man. You
That's
know?
Funny.
But I just to bring that out there. But yeah, so I got him finish reading.
And make supplication unto thee.
Make supplication. So repenting. Is, you know what? Coming back to your culture, your true nationality, your heritage, coming back to these laws, statutes, and commandments. And as you're doing it, it says there, make supplication, meaning ask the Most High God to forgive you for all the evil, for the ignorance. Okay? Because that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally realized, that this was the truth and all the stuff that, because, you know, because growing up, right, you think that, you know, getting laid, sleeping around, that's a man, right? That's a man, you know what I mean? And partying and work hard, play hard mentality and all that crap.
Right.
That's what society, this society teaches you,
right?
You know, but when I realized that all that stuff that I was a real wicked Negro, man. All right. I made supplication. I, you know what? And I still make supplication and I thank the Most High for, I made supplication for what I was doing in the world. And I thank him for taking me out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For taking me out of, you know, pornography was a big thing for me, like a lot of men, you know? And you know what? I thank the Most High God, man. I haven't went ahead on one website in 10 years. In fact, I run away from that, man. Any indication that I know is gonna, because I remember they do a little ads where it starts out innocent,
yep,
and then you end up on some type of porn site.
One click leads to another.
One click leads to another. Any little thing that I think has any little indication, any chance that it could lead me to something, man, where I'm gonna see a boob or something, nah.
Flip that thing.
Nah, man. I go ahead, man. I start switching it, man. You know,
you literally have to change your whole mindset when you're in that position.
Yeah, man, you got to clear your cookies and your browser, everything, yeah, man. You got to clear your cookies spiritually and carnally, bro.
There you go. Yep. There it is.
Yeah, all praises to the Most High for that, man, because that was one of the things that and hormone, man. You know, but all praises, man. Going strong, man. Hope Lord willing, He has mercy on me and
stay strong,
man. But go ahead. So those are all things of part of, you know, I like to put myself out there because, as an example, that it can be done. All right. A lot of people think, because then that's the other thing, right? Oh, that's hard.
Bro, I hear that a lot.
That's hard. I can't do that. You can't do it because you don't realize, number one, the power that you have. You don't realize the power of the one true God that you claim that you serve. Because that's the other thing too, right, that we were talking about earlier. All right. You have people that say they love God, that say they fear God, but they don't fear God.
Yep.
Even within this truth. Even within your congregation, your respective congregations in IUIC, you got people, brothers and sisters, sitting there, they're full of BS. Mm. They have not one ounce of fear for the Most High God. Not one.
Right.
And you know how you know it? When they come out with stupid doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out with emotions and just up and leave. Hey, listen, man, you could do what you want, man. You ain't got to be an IUIC, but to up and leave over, you make no sense.
Well, that's because they think IUIC stands for Israel United in Christianity.
Right. That's it.
They think IUIC stands for them.
Right.
And no, that's not what it is.
You know, IUIC stands for this Bible. Okay, it don't stand for Bishop Nathaniel. No, those are all pieces. Okay, or the deacons or the captain. Those are all pieces that the Bible says are supposed to be in place so that we can build this nation and go home.
That's right.
Order, yeah.
Okay, right. IUIC is just one of the little sanctuaries that's mentioned in Isaiah.
Thank you. It says a little sanctuary, right? And then you go to the New Testament. It tells you to set up elders in the different cities that are wanting.
In the New Testament. Okay, which is just following what the Old Testament said to set up captains, officers. Why? Because you have to. How come you don't have a problem with order? There's senators, representatives.
Right.
There's a president, your boss.
Right.
Okay. That's the owner of your company. You don't have a problem with that with order in that, when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a problem with order when it comes amongst your people.
And when the Most High tells you to have order.
And when the Most High tells you to have order, but you okay with all the other stuff?
Bro, I'm telling you, this First Kings 8, when it says to bethink and make supplication and repent, right? This thing is so heavy, and this is the one thing from day one in this truth that I try to really embrace. As long as the Bible says it, let me just shut the hell up and do it and follow it. Let me literally embrace being born again, because I know, leaning on my own understanding, I was a wicked-ass dude. I said, so if I really want to be born again, let me just do what this Bible says. From day one, if you can show me a scripture, okay. Then I'll humble down to the scripture.
Right.
And the key word here that I see is to bethink, because a lot of our people haven't really bethinked themselves.
Right.
You see, they're still living like that nigger coon. They're still living what they have been taught. Like Colossians 2:8 says that we've been taught the rudiments of this world.
That's the rudiments, like the basics.
The basics, the first principle things that you've been taught. So when we came out of our mother's womb, happy birthday, you know, Merry Christmas.
All
of these things that we have been taught, you know, we haven't bethink ourselves from those things. So, of course, we're living like this world lives. We have the spirit of this world.
Right.
We don't have the spirit of Christ. And like you were saying, Cap, they say that this is hard. In Proverbs 13 and 15. Proverbs 13 and 15 right quick.
I will read it for you.
All right.
The book of Proverbs 13 and verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor.
So when we have good understanding, when we are following these laws, statutes, and commandments, we have understanding. Read.
But the way of transgressors is hard.
Is what?
Is hard.
So the way of a transgressor is hard. So we got to be very careful when we say, oh, this is hard. This is hard. No, it's not hard. It may be a little challenging or what have you. I stopped saying things are hard because I remember this script here. Say, nah.
This scripture is heavy right here, man, because basically this is telling you exactly what we've been saying. It's hard because the sin is just too good for you.
Right.
You don't want – the pleasures of this world are just – too good for you.
Good.
Okay, whoremongering for me was too good for me. But guess what? I realized it was wrong.
Right.
Eating shrimp, oh boy, that was pleasurable.
Right.
With the shrimp cocktail, and I used to eat the raw clams with the cold Heineken.
Yeah.
Those of you that are from New York know, I used to go to City Island, man, out there, boy. It was the bomb. But guess, and I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Okay, shrimp cocktail, the whole thing, man, right? Lobster, right?
Yeah.
Crab. In fact, right before I started repenting, I was getting into soft shell crab on a cocoa bread type thing, man. It was delicious, right?
Spirits.
Guess what? Yeah, spirits. But guess what? But you know what? But I could talk about it, right? Because number one, I fear God,
right?
And number two, I could control my spirit. All praises to the Most High in this Bible. So I could bring that out and look at it, and be like, you know what? I was eating roaches.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, I was eating something that the Most High God says is unlawful, all right? And because I was looking for the answers, like a lot of people, all right, because don't make no mistake about it. Those same transgressors, they want to know the meaning of life.
Mm-hmm.
They have answers, questions that are not answered.
Right.
Guess what? For me, and y'all brothers here could attest to that, this Bible answered everything and it continues
every
answer
thing.
Because I still don't know. There's a lot. There's a millennium of stuff I don't know.
Right.
Even in my time in this truth, okay? But this is what gave me the knowledge and understanding and what continues. This is what I live my life by. This is what I rule my house by.
For people that come with the excuse, well, that's hard. When you break it down in Barney style into its most simplest form and say, okay, can you not eat shrimp and crab and lobster and pork? Yeah. Can you not shave your face? Can you grow a beard? Yeah. Can you not wear pants as a woman and wear a dress with fringes? Yeah. So it's not hard. You just have an excuse to, like Kevin said, to fulfill that lust of that sin that's been so easily embedded in you because that's all you've known.
Right.
It's really not hard. Right. All these things that we do, it's the second great commandment that's difficult. Having the jealousy, the envy, the malice, the anger towards your brother. Those ones are hard.
Those are hard, but guess what? We do them, right?
Absolutely.
We do them because
this walk is not hard.
No. So I don't even want to. So I know what you're saying with that, but I don't even want to go there with that, right? Because I've said it many times, okay, to show you that it's not hard. Us just sitting in this room will probably not have been friends in the world.
Correct.
But here we are building our nation together.
No, we probably wouldn't have been friends.
You know? I'm just saying. All right, just look at the people around. We probably would not, even in your congregations. Okay, we probably would not have been friends. But we do come from all different walks of life.
100%. Yep.
Okay, a lot of us don't even have the same things in common. But when we come together in Christ, what do we have in common?
That's right.
And the end goal is to build our nation and go home. So we put all those differences and stuff aside.
Oh, absolutely, because we've all fully embraced what it said in 1 Kings 8.
Right.
About bethinking, making supplication, repenting.
Right.
And then with that comes on putting on the laws, and then they become second nature again.
Right. They become second nature. Now, again, not digressing too far because it's been all relative with the title and the topic of the show. All right. We always wanted to follow the law, statutes, and commandments, especially when we came here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 2 Exodus 13 to prove that. So when we left the Eastern Hemisphere, okay, to come here, for those that don't know how we got here, All right. Because again, remember, the title of the show is Lost Tribes in Promised Land. Number one, we're not lost. Right. Okay. You're looking live and in the flesh at the Israelites right now if you're watching this broadcast.
Right.
Okay. Or if you're hearing it, you're hearing our voices live and in the flesh. Okay. We are the Israelites. The blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are the Israelites the Bible speaks of.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to prove it. Okay. Here with 2nd Ezra, okay, 13. And we're going to prove that we had every intention and we did keep the laws, but as we are rebellious and stiff-necked, as it says in that, what is it, Isaiah 30, right?
That's where it says throughout the whole Bible.
Well, throughout, well, you know what? It says it from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And even, yeah.
Right, exactly, exactly. But, well, you're right, because Cain was rebellious and stiff-necked.
Right. Right, it says it throughout the whole Bible.
Okay, a matter of fact, Eve, let's go even further than that. Eve was rebellious and stiff-necked. Let's start from there, and so was Adam.
Yep.
Okay, so yes, it started from the beginning.
That's right.
Okay, the stiff-necked and rebelliousness. So, you know, because that's the case, when we came here over a process of time, right, we started sinning.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Deuteronomy 28 of a prophecy came into play, where a nation from far would come and destroy you and eat all you wanted. I'm paraphrasing, okay? Which that nation happened to be Spain, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
That came and enslaved the Northern Kingdom tribes of Israel that came to this part of the earth, the Promised Lands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a book by Ronald Sanders titled "Lost Tribes and Promised Lands." Okay, which I'm going to read from that, Lord willing, time permits, some excerpts from there. And he calls it Lost Tribes and Promised Lands. Okay, it's plural, all right? Promised lands, because the lands that we were promised, as you're going to we're going to read here in 2nd Ezra 13, was what's today called North Central and South America.
Right.
Okay, so let's get into that.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Osi, the king.
All right, so according to history, lost tribes are gone. Mm-hmm. They're lost. Okay, we're going to prove that that's not the case. Go ahead.
Whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country, where never mankind dwelt.
So to a further country where never mankind dwelt. And just, I'll go real quick into this. Look at the movie 1492, The Conquest of Paradise. It's about the 6-minute mark. Columbus is speaking to one of the Spaniard friars, okay? And explaining to him, hey, listen, I want to go west,
mm-hmm.
All right? And according to history, right, and even in the movie, they claim that's where the Indies are at and there's riches there and the whole thing. No, he quotes 2nd Ezra in the movie, okay? And he quotes 2nd Ezra 13, 40 through 48, mm-hmm. exactly what the brother's reading now. So he knew, okay, you can't say, because even in the movie he says it, according to Ezra's, because the friar asked him, mm-hmm. the priest asked him, well, how do you know? Because he says a couple of people, and then he says the prophet Ezra.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he said, the guy says, Ezra is a Jew, right? Basically trying to go ahead and say that, trying to downplay it.
Right.
Basically.
Exactly.
Okay. Trying to downplay it. But we're reading here, and we're going to read here shortly, okay, from the JewishEncyclopedia.com, that Columbus actually did know that the Israelites were here. Mm-hmm. Captain Yashua, over the last few weeks, we've been in the spirit of the Northern Kingdom, explaining who the Northern Kingdom really is, of Israel. And he brought out that when, who was it? Cortez, mm-hmm. one of the ones that came, when the Spaniards came here, they came and they were amazed at everything. And they even said, and based on the pictures and everything and artifices and everything, that these are the Jews. Okay? Go ahead.
Verse 42. That they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept,
all right,
in their own land.
In their own land. So you see, we came with the good intentions. We mm-hmm. left Assyria after King Cyrus, the Persian king, gave us our freedom, right, to go ahead and follow our culture again, to follow the laws, statutes, and commandments again, because we were not keeping them. Like today in America, we were not keeping them in those. Every captivity, we were, and you brought this out earlier, we were assimilating,
mm-hmm.
okay, and adapting their cultures. And their cultures were pleasurable to us.
That's right.
okay? Because everything is sinful to them, because we are a perfect people according to the scriptures and according to the Most High. He made us in his image, okay? We are a peculiar people. When you read Proverbs 6 and 2, we're a comely woman, right? Proverbs 6 and 2?
Jeremiah 6 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are peculiar people. Okay, we are joint heirs of the kingdom with Christ. No other nation. The Bible does not say that about any other nation. Okay, so we were going ahead and enjoying the pleasures, okay, of the other nations. Go ahead.
Verse 43. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages of the river. For the Most High then showed signs for them and held still the flood.
Those signs were the stars, because we didn't have compasses that we navigated via the stars. Mm-hmm. And Issachar, who are the so-called Mexicans, were the ones that were blessed with that gift. Okay, which stands to reason why, you know, they had the calendar, Mayan calendar, and
right.
all that stuff.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And held still the flood.
Held still the waters, because obviously, you know, they had to come from the eastern part of the hemisphere, from what they call today falsely the Middle East. Okay, all the way down to east coast of Africa, down and around through the Atlantic Ocean, you know, all those oceans over there. You know, the tides and everything are rough. So he held them, held still the floods. Okay,
till they were passed over.
Okay, right?
For through that country there was a great way to go.
So to get to this country, there was a great way to go,
namely of a year and a half.
It took a year and a half. A year and a half, okay, which when you look at the technology that they had back then, that makes sense. That makes sense. They weren't going on a cruise line.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yes, they had ships, and for their time, they were modern. I mean, you read that in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles that mm-hmm. King Solomon had a navy of
right,
ships.
Right.
Okay. That's in the Bible. Yes, we had ships. We had the technology. We were brilliant. Okay. And we still are brilliant. Okay. Regardless of what our oppressor says. All right, go ahead.
And the same region is called Arsuris.
So that region is called Arsuris. The region that they took them a year and a half to get to, that they left the captors to come follow the law, statutes, and commandment, is called what?
Arsuris.
Arsuris. Captain Amariah is going to read from the JewishEncyclopedia.com definition of Arsuris. Now, it's spelled not the way it's spelled in the Apocrypha with an S, but it's spelled with a Z, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sure. So because when I first found this, I put Osirit, right? And it didn't come up. So something, I don't know, something told me to put it with a Z.
Right. Mm.
I put it with a Z and it came up. I was like, whoa. Mm. Okay.
This is the JewishEncyclopedia.com definition of Osirit. The name of the land beyond the great river, far away from the habitation of men, in which the 10 tribes of Israel will dwell.
So let's go there. Far away from the habitation of man. It said that they will go to a country where never mankind dwelt. Mm-hmm. Back to the movie, 1492, Conquest of Paradise. When he shows the friar the map, guess what? There's no land masses in the west. All life began in the eastern hemisphere. There was nothing in the west. It was the land where never mankind dwelt. They didn't have it. They didn't know how it looked. But the Bible says it was always there. Mm-hmm. And it was there created for who? The Israelites. And yes, even the southern kingdom, because then they were, because of prophecy, they were going to be brought here. Unfortunately, they weren't on a cruise line either. They were brought here on ships, just like we were brought back to Spain and into different parts of the world on ships as well. Okay, we're going to read that here in the book, Black Indians. Go ahead.
For through that country, there was a right way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Arsuris.
Good. The name of the land beyond the great river, far away from the habitation of man, in which the 10 tribes of Israel will dwell, observing the law of Moses.
Observing the law of Moses, the law, statutes, and commandments that we were not keeping in Assyria. Okay.
Until the time of the restoration.
The restoration meaning when we come back together, that's the prophecy of Ezekiel 37, when the stick of Judah and the stick of Ephraim come together as one nation. That's the restoration, being restored back and being put back in our rightful place. When it says restoration means you're restored, right? When you restore a couch, a car, okay, you're making it back to the way it was.
Right.
And the way it was supposed to be, right? The way it was always supposed to be and the way it's going to go back to, all praises to the Most High, is that we're going to go back, you blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans that have repented and fear God first and foremost and follow the law, statutes, and commandments and have labored to build your nation back together, okay? And we're going to be put back in a rightful place of rulership.
Right.
That's right.
according to 4 Ezra 13:45.
Okay, now it says 4 Ezra. Apocrypha says 2 Ezra because it's broken up. You have Nehemiah's included in that as well, if I'm not mistaken, right? But it's the same thing. 4 Ezra 13 and what?
45.
Read 45.
For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Arsarid.
That's what it's referencing here, the Bible. Go ahead.
Columbus identified America with this land.
Columbus identified America with this land. So he knew that America, it's called America, the land that we call America, North, Central, and South, was the land that the Most High has chosen.
Right.
That's right.
Officer Z, give me a Genesis 27:38. All right. Show you something real quick. But read that first. Joshua 1:8. Because we just read that Columbus identified America with this land. All right. It wasn't just, hey, let's hop on a ship and then go find some land. That wasn't the case whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But watch, read this. Joshua 1:8.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
So we as a people, we would become prosperous and have good success only if and when we apply the law, statutes, and commandments of God and the faith of Christ.
That's right.
That's what they understood when they came to this side of the land. They said, yo, here's the roadmap of where God's people are at. We've already exhausted all the resources from them over here and wore them out. Now let's go get the resources from them over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now read that.
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Now, when you read up in this chapter, this is when Isaac gives the blessing to Jacob. And Esau, who was the firstborn, but he stole his birthright, was weeping because the birthright was given to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, who you blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans are in these last days. Read on.
Verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above.
Read.
And by thy sword shalt thou live.
Read. No, stop. Right there. That's the point I wanted. And thy sword shalt thou live. Columbus and all the other conquistadors and everyone else that came over to this side of the earth, they understood that our way was prosperous because we came with the intention of serving God's laws. Because we served God's laws, that's why they call this place a metropolis on this side of the earth. They knew that there was riches and greatness over here, and because it's in their spirit to rule by the sword, that's why they got on those ships and came and conquered us by the sword. Mm-hmm. Again, like Adam said earlier, it's all in the hands of the Most High. Those things had to happen to us, but Columbus could have went anywhere on this world, but he knew that, you know what, if we want to get paid and get papered up, then we got to go where this roadmap says here in the Bible, and we got to go hit those Israelites over there. That's what that is.
Yeah, all praises. All praises. So, all right, so we established that we came here, okay? And for those of you that are into like chronological time and dates and stuff like that, we came to this part of the world approximately 539-538 BC. Okay, 539-538 BC is the time that the second Ezra 13 when we stepped foot on this land here. Okay? And that's, I bring that out because I know, like myself, I always ask, well, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we just put here, right? Because you know all life started in the Eastern Hemisphere, but
right.
How did we get here? And unfortunately for a lot of, especially so-called Hispanics, our history starts with Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm showing you right now that 538, 539 BC, and even before that your history starts, but 538, 539 BC was when we ended up here in this part of the earth, what we know today as America, Central and South mm-hmm. America. Okay, so now I want to show this here because this is a picture of what America actually looked like. Okay. If you look over here, see if you can put it on the camera. I know there's a little bit of a delay. Actually, the other one's a better one. The one in the back. Yeah, that one there. Yeah. All right. If you could see there on the picture, you see that Mexico, so-called Mexico, actually went all the way up into the Dakotas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is before Esau got here. okay, before the Europeans got here, okay, this is exactly how it looked. Now, this is not obviously 539, 538 BC, but what I'm showing you here is that, especially for you, because Arizona has a large population of so-called Mexicans, when they go ahead and say that we're here illegal, that couldn't be more than a lie, man.
Big lie.
Okay? This is them. This is them. They, Esau knows this.
Intentional lie.
Yep. Yeah, Esau knows this. So they went ahead, and as you see here, this image here, it shows the year, the dates when date of statehood, okay, when these states became statehoods, United States territorial expansion, 1783 to 1898. So little by little, based on the prophecy in Genesis 27 that Captain Amariah just brought out, okay, they were going to take over, okay, by the sword.
Yep.
Okay, yep. And live in the best parts of the land. Guess what? This was when you, especially when you read the book Las Aztecas and what was the one, the other one that Captain was reading?
Oh, I can't remember.
All right, but anyway, the Aztecas, I think, was the one where it talks about how when they got here, I mean, we had aqueducts, we had reservoirs, we had roads, we had public servants in the form of sanitation.
They thought they were dreaming.
They thought they were dreaming.
It's not like, I mean, it's just the gems that were in that book that Captain was bringing out was absolutely amazing. And again, it's just, it's in their spirit to conquer by the sword. Like, they have that covetous spirit. It's there's no such thing as, oh, can we all just get along?
Right.
No, we're the only ones that have that mammy-pammy spirit. They're the ones that say, no, we can't get along.
Right.
We're going to take what you have because that's what we want. Right. So we're going to do it by the sword.
You have to understand that the book of Genesis established everything that we know today. Mm-hmm. Okay? It established every – it talks about – this is how we can identify with who is who in the Bible. Okay? Talk about Lot, right? He slept with his two daughters. Two right. daughters slept with him, rather, right? Because at the end of the day, he was drunk, and they pretty much
took advantage of him.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you have sex with a close family member? All right, you get that Down syndrome look.
Yep.
Guess what? The scripture says that from laying down with their father, Moab, the nation of Moab and the nation of Ammon came about.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those nations today? And they know what they are. They'll admit it. You speak to them, they will tell you, yes, that's who we come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the Chinese and Japanese. Okay, and they have that Down syndrome type look. They have a unique look. Out of all the nations, they have a very unique look.
Every nation outside of the nation of Israel today will tell you who they come from in the Bible.
Right.
Every nation. Ishmael knows that he's from Ishmael, right?
Ishmael knows. I've spoken to many Arabs in New York, and they know that.
They know that hard body. That
Elam
that
knows. Yep. I've spoken to Elamites. Mm-hmm. They know the East Indians. The dots and everything from right. Pakistan, yep. They know
mm-hmm.
that their forefathers Elam. They know that.
But then when it comes to us, that's when we get so ignorant. Oh, simple. No.
And guess no. what? Esau knows that their forefathers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
which
maybe.
Is why they get so angry.
And why they
because according to the Bible dictionary, they're the only nation that has no promise of salvation.
Right.
That's what it is.
So you don't have
because
to call
it's
them,
that pride in them. That's
right.
Why.
So you don't have to call him any derogatory names. Just say Esau, look.
Mm, he hates that.
That's it.
Oh, he hates that.
Esau.
That's it. And you know why he hates it? What you just read for him again in Genesis. Let's start it from the top again.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also.
Where's the one that says he cried?
Let's see.
Yeah, he's reading right there.
Yeah.
Right
okay, there. Go ahead.
Verse 39. Oh, no. Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
And he wept because he knew that even though he knew he had no main blessing, he knew he lost the main blessing. Okay, and that was being joint heirs with Christ. But he also knew that he was going to have to fend for his stuff to get the best parts of the land because that was his blessing. He was going to get a blessing, but he had to work for it.
Right.
Okay, he had to work for it. All right, and this is why, man, and you could probably attest to this, man. I don't know if y'all can, but you could probably attest to this. When it comes to anything, Esau, even if they're scrubs, they go all out, man.
Oh, yeah.
They try to really beat you, man, especially if you're Jake. They do their best to try to beat you, man. And I'm talking about, man, I know because when I was first training up in Krav Maga, man, you had this one dude, man, you could tell, man, yo, he got his ass kicked every day. But when he was in there in that Krav Maga, boy, man, he thought he was freaking Chuck Norris, man. You know, in his mind, he was Chuck Norris, man. You know, but they go in there, man, and in their minds, man, they're like, yeah, I got to be ready for them niggas.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's what it is. I mean, and then those are from the basis of the caucus, you know, don't know. But overall, Esau knows who Esau is. And then even the ones that claim to be Christians, they're the ones that really know too, because they know some Bible history. So then you ask them, oh, what's this about? Oh, we just teach, you know, people's nationalities according to the Bible. Try to make it real plain for them, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, then, you know, like, where do we fit? Oh, you guys come from the nation of Esau. Edom.
And they know who that is.
And they know that. And you know how you know that?
But God hates Esau.
Right. And you know how you know they know that? The statue. They know every nation from the head all the way down.
Oh, the one in Daniel, yes.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yes.
But when it comes to the feet.
Right.
It's question marks.
All of a sudden it's, okay, we.
So how you know all of that, but you don't know the present?
No, they know. It's funny because Esau's funny too. They'll say, eat him. But God hated Esau.
Right.
No, God hates Esau. Yes, you're right.
Right.
It's done, but then that pride gets them, like you said, you know, because they sought it carefully with tears, but yet they found no place
of
repentance.
Yep. And just to show you, man, the proof, this is another image. This is the image of manifest destiny. Okay. Of course, it's an Edomite flowing over the thing. That was during the Trail of Tears. Okay. Their thing was is that it was manifest destiny for them to inherit and take over this part of the world.
Which technically it was. We just read it in Genesis 27.
Right. Exactly. But what they failed to realize is that they were trying to take the inheritance that was not given to them back.
That's right. That's right.
That's what they were really going ahead and do. So there's a lot of history, man. A lot of information, man, out there, man, on your true nationality. Y'all just have to do the research, man. You know, just to do a quick recap.
Mm-hmm.
March, April is really the first month, and it's based on a new moon, on the moon. Okay, the full moon. All right, that's where the word months comes from, the word moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we established that. You know. It was a crash course on it, but you can do your research on it. You can go to IsraelUnite.org and get more information on what the months are, when the beginning of the year is, okay? It's springtime, because that's when all new life is born again.
Right.
All right, not January. Nothing grows in January. See any leaves on your trees? Those people that have, like, live in those areas, ain't no leaves on your trees. Nothing grows, man. Die. Everything. Things die in the winter.
Right. We God told us in the book of Exodus 12, this is the beginning of the years for you, this month, right? That's what we kept. But then, like we read in Daniel, when it said that he would think to change times, right? So he changed the new year for us, right? So that's what we've always adapted and cleaved to. But all praise the Most High that we have repentance. We can come back to keeping the new real year. That's why I changed it to January. That's why they start calling people April Fools.
Right. April 1st is April Fool's Day, right? Because you were a fool if you celebrated it on that day. Again,
that's right.
Because our people are weak and they're rebellious. Oh, well, I don't want to be called a fool, so I'll just stick with the other nations and I'll follow what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're an idiot. You see, the problem is that a lot of y'all don't want to be, you're scared of change and you're scared to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's good to be different. I like being different. I like being a peculiar people.
That's right. You know why it's good being different, Cap? Because
I love it, as a matter of fact.
Because every single captivity, all right, or you know what? Let me say captivity. Every single kingdom that has been risen and established by God and set on this earth has an expiration date. The only one that doesn't have an expiration date is the kingdom of God that shall be established on earth that's promised to the saints of the Most High.
That's right.
So that's why I'm okay with being peculiar and being called, you're in a cult, or you're brainwashed. Mm-hmm. That's fine, because this is going to pass away eventually.
Right. If there's anybody that's in a cult and brainwashed, it's you.
That's right.
Unrepented Israelite man and woman. Right. Y'all in a cult, okay, right. Because you're under the illusion of confusion.
Mm. Under the illusion of confusion.
Right.
Going back to something that you said, Cap, about our names, about how both of y'all talked about having our names changed and having by words, about not being called by our God-given names, mm-hmm. but of our oppressors. That, you know, the lost tribes and promised land, a lot of our people, we are lost because of our name.
Mm-hmm.
Our name has been changed. Like, I think it's Proverbs 22 and 1 when it talks about a good name
right.
is rather to be
right.
used in, you know, precious gold
right.
And silver. So when our name's changed, and now everything about us has changed now, you
mm-hmm.
see. So once we bethink ourselves, once we come back from being in that lost state of mindset, then we can start living up to our true name, which is Israel.
Right.
You see, but as soon as we, you know, get rid of that of that name that we place upon ourselves from our oppressors, then we can truly repent.
That's a good point, because even in like a carnal sense, right? You have someone, let's say Michael Jordan, right? Who's dubbed as the greatest best player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He had sons. It's like, ooh, that's a tough name to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
Because a name has power, a name has meaning, it has substance to it.
Right.
The same thing. We're being called Israel. God names Israel. We're the princes of God. That's a tough. That's a heavy weight to live up to. Being called the sons of God,
mm-hmm.
a name carries weight, no matter how you chop it up and look at it.
Well, let's prove it with the scripture that you brought. Let's read it, because that's a heavy scripture. Proverbs 22:1.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 22.
You're in the spirit book, because you're right, officer.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches.
It's so powerful, your last name, that it surpasses great riches.
Right.
This is why they branded us with their name, because it diminishes great riches. Okay? It's letting you know that you're property.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that last name is.
Yeah.
You belong to the Johnson,
mm-hmm.
to Mr. Johnson. You belong to Mr. Gonzalez.
So why is it, Cap, that when our oppressors carry their name Johnson, it means something, but when we have that name Johnson, it don't mean nothing.
Right.
Well, it don't mean nothing to us, but it means a lot to ignorantly, right? You know why it means a lot to the oppressor? It means a lot to them, because that means they conquered.
Yeah.
They fulfilled Genesis 27.
Yeah.
Okay, and they know that, you know what? Even though they have no promise of salvation, they're going to ride the wave as long as they can right now.
That's right.
And they know Proverbs 22.
And they know Proverbs 22. Yeah, they sure that. They know the book of Proverbs. They quote a lot of stuff, and they know.
Yeah.
It, they know. So read it again. This is a heavy script, bro.
A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches.
Go ahead.
And loving favor rather than silver and gold.
And loving favor rather than silver and gold, man. So a name, man, like Officer, great script you brought out, and Captain brought out a good point, okay, is power in your name. There's power, man. Okay. Yeah, man. There's a lot of power in it, man. The brothers that have changed it, man, I'm sure it feels a big weight off your back, man.
Yeah. And
to have changed it officially,
legally. Yeah, legally, right. Like, and going back to the scripture in what's that, Isaiah 44 and 5,
yep.
Talks about the three levels of getting your name changed.
Getting your name changed.
First finding out, hey,
right.
I'm Israelite.
Right. That's heavy. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
there's three levels, man. You know, I'm still at that first level, man. I gotta put my foot to the grind, man. I'm playing games, man. But Lord willing, here.
You know what? If only your faith was the size of a mustard seed, you'd be able to move mountains.
I know, man. I feel like a hypocrite, man. But it's all right. I'm gonna get it done. Not that I don't want to. Trust me, man. I hate my last name. Especially now. It's funny, because even in the world, I didn't like my last name. I mean, for other reasons, but now even more so. You know, now even more so. But anyway, any last closing comments?
No. Just like Kevin said, we touched on it briefly, but January 1st is not the new year. All right.
Right.
So those of you that plan on going out and watching the ball drop, which also has pagan origins and everything
else.
That's right. That has nothing to do with our people. All right?
Nothing.
You native lands and blacks, you are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. All right, repent, come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments. See the kingdom of heaven first in all things. Like I said, this kingdom, it has an expiration date.
That's right.
All right,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't just spoil; it spoils through nuclear fire.
And I don't want to hear, oh, but that's the day I party. Because that was my thing, man. I party on it. That was my best holiday, New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I don't want to hear all that. Okay, I don't want to hear all that, man. Because guess what, man? There's nobody parties more than Israel, man. How many we have? We have 12 new moons. 12 feasts,
mm-hmm.
right? We have 52 Sabbaths. So where we at now? We at 64. And we haven't even included the other high holy days, Passover, Purim, Day of Simon, Feast of Pentecost,
Destruction of
Nicanor. We have
Feast of Tabernacles.
Day of Atonement. That's a celebration too, because that's the day that we get to ask the Most High for our forgiveness. Right?
Day of Atonement.
Feast of Tabernacles. Hanukkah.
Blowing the trumpets.
Memorial blowing the trumpets.
And that's it.
So where we are, like 70 something holidays?
Yeah.
So we party.
Yeah. It's like
y'all worried about one day of the year.
Stop.
Okay. Or if you celebrate Christmas 2 days of the year or birthdays 3 times a year. We got 74.
That's right.
And they're righteous.
74.
And those are the days that the Most High set up according to Sirach 33, what's that, 7 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
These are the days that he hallowed. Mm-hmm. You see, these birthdays and all these New Year's, the Most High did not hallow those days.
Well, let's prove that. Give me Amos. Give me Amos, your solemn feast. You're right about that. Let's prove that. Right. He hates you Blacks, Hispanic, and Native Americans that celebrate these holidays,
God doesn't hate.
Yeah? No. Okay, we'll see.
No.
Amos.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's the one. The book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 21. I despise your feast.
Wait. That can't be coming from the Most High God, right? Read that again.
I hate,
the Most High God says.
I despise.
He despises, go ahead.
Your feast days.
Your feast days, your New Year's, your Christmas, your Thanksgiving, your Mother's Day, your Father's Day, your Easter. Your birthdays. Am I leaving anything out, man? Your 4th of July, your Memorial Days, your Valentine's Day.
Yeah. There's so many.
St. Patrick's.
Your St. Pat, all that crap. Go ahead.
And I will not smell in your solemn assembly.
This is why, okay, he says he will not smell. What happens on those days? We cook, right? This is why we don't partake. This is why I didn't partake in that potluck.
That's right.
This is why he didn't partake in that thing. Or did you?
No. I went and got a bag of chips.
But this is why there's meaning behind it. Because some of you may be saying, but it's just food. So you can still eat it, but as long as you know that it's... No! He says he hates it. He ain't savoring in it. You know what he savors in? When we cook for the new moon.
That's right.
For Passover, when we're eating our lamb and bitter herbs.
There was someone that left the body recently that said this is talking about the high holy days that he ordained.
Boy, they need it.
The ignorance is
crack is whack, man.
It's real.
That we got to go off that mat. So anyway, good scriptures you brought out, officer, captain, everybody was in the spirit. All praises, man. Officers of case for good reading.
All
right.
All praises.
And for making sure that everything stayed online. I think. No, it went off.
Everything should be solid.
No, I think Black Talk Radio went off. Oh, no, it's still on.
It's still on.
Okay. All praises. All right. Most I let the word go out. And enjoy the rest of your Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And tune in next week for another episode of
The Native Latin Black Lost History Show.
There you go. I can never get that thing. All right. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
I have a script, y'all. I have a script that I want to share. And hopefully you all can shed more.